Welcome back, y'all. It's the Tyson James Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about struggling, what it takes to get to your goals, dreams, and destinations. So what I have queued up for you is a little clip-it from my man Joe Rogan. I want you guys to listen to this, and then we're going to talk about this more after the fact.
Scoop.
Really love their life. Just sit around and fuck off. When I sit around and fuck off, I don't like me. My whole life, I was convinced, when I was a young man, I was convinced I was a loser. Absolutely convinced. Until I started getting really good at martial arts, I never thought I was good at anything. I just had a very low self-esteem. And I was limiting myself by what I thought were other people's opinions of me. This is when I was a really young kid. And I didn't figure this out until I was like in my 30s. But I think that you absolutely can be limited by your perceptions of someone's definitions of you. But you can break through that stuff. That's what you break through with discipline. That's where you break through with hard work and concentration and focus. And that's why it's so important to have like either a discipline or an art or something that you're trying to create or something that you're really focusing on. Because if you don't have like a point of focus as a human, I think it's very hard to get through this life and have an appreciation for true struggle.
Wow, so my boy Joe Rogan said a lot right there. And the first thing we're going to talk about is the last thing that he mentioned. And he mentioned struggling. There's a misnomer going around that you can get to success, you can be healthy, you can feel good, you can look good without struggling and without stress. Let's talk about even, try to break this down a little bit. We're going to talk about even exercising right now. So when you're exercising and you're going to the gym and you're doing everything easy at the gym, you're not going to see no results. It's only when you're struggling and you're maxing, well, you don't have to max yourself out, but it's in the struggle where you see change. A lot of people think that they're going to be able to succeed, hit their health goals, hit their financial goals, become successful, live happily ever after, and not have any struggle or stress involved. And that's simply not the case. If you find somebody that's successful, you'll find somebody that either struggling physically or struggling mentally. Life is not easy. A lot of people think that they can accomplish these great feats without struggling because Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter has sensationalized success and make it seem like it's so easy and it's not a complicated thing. And it has really set this generation up for failure because a lot of people aren't trying anything. They don't have a vision. They don't actually have a goal. They don't know where they're going. All they are doing basically are dreaming in their mind, seeing pictures and thinking that they can win without struggling and putting any effort in. And that's just not the case. You have to be willing to struggle and be happy in the struggle to be able to see yourself grow and become more than what you are right now. Another thing that Joe Rogan mentioned was people suffering from low self-esteem, lack of focus. A lot of people are so distracted by Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Hold on one second. Listen to this.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, y'all.
Let's give Jesus a round of applause.
Yes, let's give Jesus a round of applause. Clap it up for Jesus.
Let's give Jesus a round of applause.
Yes, Lord.
Now let's give Jesus a round of applause. Now they take pictures and they want to be on social media. Take the pictures. Take the pictures. Take the pictures. Take the pictures. Take the pictures.
And there's a lot of people out there just wanting to take pictures and leave nice captions under their photos and stunt for the gram and act like they became something without actually putting the work in. A lot of people spend so much time distracted on Instagram and looking at other people and wondering why other people doing what they doing. They're distracted. They have a lack of focus. They're not able to concentrate on oneself and be able to work hard and struggle for long periods of time to be able to become who and what they want to become and do the things that they want to do, because they are spending a majority of their time distracted looking at other people on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all these other social media platforms and taking pictures and trying to be approved by other people who don't have their own best interests. So you have to get focused. You have to get steadfast. You have to look at your own goals and dreams and visualize what and who you want to become. And then from there, you have to get locked in, get focused, and struggle to become better. Only then will you become more than what you are right now and be able to have more than what you have right now. Life is not easy. The struggle is real. And for all the people who are avoiding the struggle, an OG once told me this: if you do what is easy, your life will be hard. And if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. The choice is yours. Now, I'm not going to hold you guys a lot for a long time today, but I do hope that you got something from this and start to recognize that you have to learn how to not be distracted, focus on oneself, and become what and who you want to become. And I guarantee you that your self-esteem will be higher. You will not need others' approval. And your life, your own life, will be much more valuable. And I just wanted to give you one more tip, suggestion, if you will, before I go. A lot of times we can't work on our mind first because the mind is so complex. So we could work on the body because the body really isn't that complex. You can get up and move and push yourself to new limits with your body. And from there, your mind will become more active, more alive, and you can make better decisions just from exercising, going for walks, going for jogs, getting your mind more oxygen, being able to make better decisions, drinking water, becoming hydrated, and getting the proper things that you need to your body, for your body, blood flow, water, air. These are the things that's essential to your nervous system. So drink some water, go for a walk, work on your body, a healthy mind. You know, it's hard to work on our mind because our minds are so complex, but we can start with our body. We can start by going for a walk. We can start by drinking some water. We can start by going outside and getting some fresh air, moving our bodies around. And we could start to get and build momentum from that. For those of you who don't have any momentum, you can get momentum from just moving your body around.
making better decisions, breathing, drinking water. So that's going to do it for me tonight, y'all. Again, this is the Tyson James Podcast. I want to thank everyone out there for listening and supporting me over the years. It's greatly appreciated. We got 98 more episodes coming for you guys, and we have a lot in store this year. So, again, I appreciate your time. I appreciate your support. This is the Tyson James Podcast, and we out.